counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hello, this is James McHugh, Real Tango.
Hey, this is Mark from Woodpigeon.
Hey, this is Joseph Yarmish from the band Dune.
Hey, this is Kevin Kane from the Grapes of Wrath.
Hey, it's Dana Snell from the Bicycles.
Hello, this is Gianna Warren.
This is Rishi Deer from Elphinstone.
Hello, everybody. This is Alexander Ortiz. I play We Are Wolves, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
How is it going? It is the Earshot 20, another week, another countdown. I am Anthony Enman, and I am joined in studio by a special guest host this week, as Brian is off trotting the lands of the West. Wayne Hansen joins me to take the role. Wayne, welcome.
Hey, Anthony, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Traveling, where is Brian? Traveling the lands of the West.
I think he's in Western Canada somewhere.
Red Deer.
Yeah, somewhere out there. And so this is the Earshot 20 National Countdown Show. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. These are for the week. The charts are for the week ending Tuesday, April 23rd. And Wayne's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is a national campus and community radio report published every Tuesday evening at Earshot Online. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we will play selections from the top 20 over the next 2 hours. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 campus and community radio stations each week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. That's all at earshot-online.com. Going strong since 1999.
Perfect. And you really should check out that website. You can find us online. We have a few homes there. It is earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email if you want to contact us. Facebook.com/earshot20. That's our home on Facebook. And at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. Great ways to get in touch with us, and also great ways to contact us if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure. And that will happen in this program. We've got a lot lined up for you. Alex Ortiz from We Are Wolves is going to be talking to us a little later on. We also have Gianna Lauren, who's going to be talking about her new album. She was on the charts last week, slipped down to number 44, but we still had an opportunity to talk to her, and we're going to throw an Earshot extra on. And of course, the feature that I think is just so awesome is the Entertainment 411. It's our newest feature. I don't know if you're familiar, Wayne, with everything that's happened with this show since it's been over a year now.
And this is becoming the flagship show
of this
of local 107.3 FM St. John.
You think?
I think so.
Well, those are big words.
Yeah.
Is this coming from a fan of the show or
a fan of the show? And you know, I was lucky enough to be on the show. Remember, I was the feature artist.
Yes,
at one point.
One of our feature artists, indeed. And so, listen, I love you so much. That's why I wanted to have you on.
I love you so much.
And at some point, Brian's going to retire. He is really old.
Absolutely.
So we may need to replace
him. I'm treating this as an audition.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So we should have people go to our Facebook page and let us know how you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we're going to kick things off now. We're going to start at number 20, work our way up, and Wayne's going to tell you what you're going to hear first.
All right, so coming in this week at number 20, we have Rye. They are down from number 7. The title, Woman, and the song we're going to hear is Verse. In at number 19, did I get this right? Yes, I did. Yeah. Number 19, Holdin' Steady, is Pick a Piper from their album Pick a Piper, and the song Zenaida. And finally, at number 18, also Holdin' Steady at 18, The Waves with the song Mystic. So, yeah, let's check it out.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Says it all. Do you hear it in the verse? Oh, I'll call when you see it on my face. See it on my face. second to waste. Oh, ain't got a second to waste. Second away.
Thank you.
20. Number 18.
It's the Earshot 20.
All right, so counting backwards, that was Mystic by Waves, Zenaida, Pick a Piper, and Verse by Rye, coming at number 20.
And that is the first three. We are going to be bringing you the top 20. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Edmond, joined by a special guest host this week. It is special in all kinds of ways.
Very special. Thank you, Anthony.
Wayne Hansen joins me as Brian is off, treating himself to therapeutic... endeavors.
Therapeutic endeavors. Well, I, you know, I hope he's listening. I hope he's listening.
The last time that Brian did leave, Tom, one of his co-hosts from another show
right
here, co-hosted the show with me, and we spent a lot of time talking about him.
How about Brian?
Yeah.
So I noticed you said co-host. So would you consider me a co-host this week or a guest?
A guest co-host.
Yeah. Well, that's good because I just want to know for my resume. I don't know how to fill everything in. So
that's, yeah, guest co-host.
Okay.
For the Earshot 20. That's good. All right. We've got some more tracks coming your way. And coming up in just a few minutes, you're going to hear my interview with Alex Ortiz from We Are Wolves. Was good to be able to chat with him, and he gives us a little bit of insight into the music and what's behind the story behind the album that they released. And so without further ado, I'm going to let Wayne introduce what's coming up next.
All right. So coming at number 17, we have Hayden from the album Us Alone, and we're going to hear Oh Memory. And down from number 12 to 17, Hayden. So, Anthony, I made a mistake.
You can say it however you'd like, actually.
All right. Well, you're very specific on what I should say, so I made a mistake. So we'll mark that down. And after that, we have at number 16, We Are Wolves, down from number 6. And Le Morte Pop Club is the album, and we're going to hear Night is the song.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
Thank you.
It's a quick break now to chat with Alexander Ortiz of We Are Wolves, a Montreal-based rock band. Alexander, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you, thank you.
And your newest release, L'Amour Pop Club, came a few years after your previous record. Was the wait part of the process, or were there other factors playing a part in how long it took for you guys to release this album?
Yeah, no, I think it's different things that happened at the same time, and it wasn't like a premeditated. We didn't say, okay, we need to really think about the whole process and know where we're going. It just kind of like felt that way, and we worked two songs, and different things happened in like Vincent's life and my life. Like in between, I had other kids, I had twins, so like there's a lot of things that happened, but it wasn't planned like that, you know. It just we composed and thought about it, and at one point, maybe like 2 years after, we said, okay, maybe we need to like really work on releasing an album, like really work on recording and releasing it.
So what was the recording process like for this album?
I would have to say completely different from the other ones, because we worked with two other persons, which is Joseph Donovan and Adrian Popovich, and they got implicated in the whole process, and they kind of really understood where we wanted to go, even though ourselves didn't really know where we wanted to go. And plus, we had more experience at that moment compared to like before. We kind of learned how to play better and understand the way of constructing songs. So,
do you find your sound has changed from your previous records, or is there some consistency built in there that from your past record to now a bit of consistency between the sounds?
I think it's a normal evolution, maybe, because we're way older now, and we like I said, we kind of understand better the way we construct our songs and the emotion we want to kind of convey or feel through a song. So we still have that kind of rage and aggression inside, but we can channel it in more structured, more hooky songs maybe. And now we know that we want to play softer, like mid-tempo songs too, but keeping that energy, that raw energy that built our sound, you know?
So this album is 10 tracks of really great tunes, and there is, but I'm wondering if there's any track that in particular that you or the band are most proud of, maybe something that speaks to the band or speaks to some of the challenges that you guys have gone through as a band.
Yeah, absolutely. I think actually there's three songs on that album that really represent well the whole thing that we had in that relation of constructing different songs, conveying that kind of raw energy and having like a beautiful emotion inside of it. And it's I'll say it, Snake in the Sand, Sun, and Moving Fast.
And so now you're coming off a tour around Quebec, and I guess at some point things are going to settle down for you guys from this album. So what can fans expect next from We Are Wolves?
I'm already kind of working on new songs that I would like to record pretty soon, but I think the plan would be to release kind of a 5-song EP maybe this fall, and only maybe on MP3, maybe give it free, and it would be completely different. Like, it would be maybe more psychedelic, corrupt rock, longer songs, exploring different types of des avenues musicales, but keeping, like I said, the same kind of energy that we always built with our music.
Alexander, it was great to be able to chat with you. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And at number 16 this week, down from number 6 the week before, here is We Are Wolves and their album titled L'Amour Pop Club on the Earshot 20.
Number 16.
Like a light that's sailing is throwing
It's the Earshot 20.
And coming in number 17, you heard Hayden with Old Memory. Number 16, We Are Wolves Night.
And a big thanks to Alexander Ortiz from the band We Are Wolves for chatting with us. It was great to talk to him and find out just about what this what their album is all about and what will be coming up for them. So stay tuned for that because great band. It is the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, this is National Countdown Show where we're counting down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. It's a great website. You should check it out. I'm Anthony Emmon, and I'm joined in studio by special guest host this week, Wayne Hansen.
And I got to tell you, this is a great show. It's a lot of fun to listen to lots of new music that I haven't heard.
Yeah, it is a great opportunity to expose the, I don't know what to call them, the individuals whom, I don't know, I'll have to come up with something. I always fail like this. It's about this time where it happens. So
well, I was going to try to help you out, but I had no idea what you were trying to say, so I didn't want to jump in.
All right. Oh man. It's going to derail pretty quick.
Is it my turn? Should I jump in now?
Yeah. All right. That's normally what Brian does.
All right. So coming in at number 15, I'm excited for this song. We have Zeus with the song Vaseline, and Zeus jumped up to 15 from number 21 last week. So after that, we have Youth Lagoon, and they are, and I'm looking at these numbers and I always got to think about it, but they're down from number 13 to 14, but they're sticking around. So Youth Lagoon and Attic Doctor.
All right, stay tuned, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
So the last song we heard was Youth Lagoon with Addict Doctor coming in number 14. And before that, we heard Zeus with Vaseline and Zeus cracking the Earshot Top 20.
Oh, listen to that.
Yeah, they're cracking it. There were 21 last week, but they came in. And I have a feeling, Anthony, that they're going to keep on rising.
Do you think?
Yeah, slow rising.
Is that a reference to your CD?
But yeah,
they're gonna make it up there, slow but sure.
I'm a big fan of Zeus, and I think they're gonna continue to climb.
Very interesting album indeed. And I was reading on the back of it, the very first track on the album, "Who Is It," was written by Michael Jackson. Now I don't know if that's the Michael Jackson, perhaps following or preceding Michael Jackson's death. He actually wrote a song that Zeus recorded. I don't know. I'm going to look into it.
I'm thinking it's somebody else, but maybe we'll come back to that later in the episode.
I'll have a look. I'll have a look on the internet. A peekaboo on the internet.
That's what I'm doing right now.
All right. It's Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon. Wayne Hansen joins me in studio to count down the top 20. And now it is time for our segment we call the Entertainment 411.
It's the Earshot 20. Entertainment 411.
It is the Entertainment 411, and reporting for Exclaim Magazine, here is Stephen Karlick.
This is Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine with the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week. First up is Rita McNeil, who sadly passed away. The Cape Breton-born Canadian music icon passed away after complications from surgery. It was announced through her website that she had been in a hospital battling with a post-surgery infection. She was 68 years old. Jay Paul, the producer behind songs like BTSTU and Jasmine, purportedly released a new album this week on his Bandcamp. It was reported just the next day that the demos were in fact not his. He released a tweet that said, "To confirm, demos on Bandcamp were not uploaded by me. This is not my debut album. Please don't buy. Statement to follow later. Thanks, Jay." It's unreported yet at what point XL Recordings will release the LP, but for now fans are receiving their $7 back from PayPal. Vancouver singer-songwriter Louise Burns is releasing a new album called The Midnight Mass. It will be out on July 9th through Light Organ Records. In a statement, Burns said, "I went back to the music I first fell in love with, which was The Cure, Susie and the Banshees, Depeche Mode, all of my favorite influences." The album includes 80s influences, parent and first single Emerald Shatter, which is steeped in synth drama and disintegration style guitar echoes. In new albums this week, we have Phoenix's Bankrupt. The French pop quartet has struck upon a winning formula with their last album, Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. Their new album, Bankrupt, follows suit and is a futuristic journey into a foreign place for Phoenix, including Korean and Chinese-inspired scales, and includes highlight first single Entertainment and SOS in Bel Air. Another highlight this week is Montreal trio No Joy's new album, Wait to Pleasure. The upgrade to an outside producer on the album benefits their seriously layered sound, as they're relying less on straight-up rock structures and taking creative leaps, like the incorporeal whisperings of Pleasure and mesmeric Lunar Phobia. For more of the latest music news, albums, and track this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our track of the week this week is Daft Punk's infectious disco pop jam Get Lucky. Hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot 12. Extra.
Like the legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning. Has no ribbon, life keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it.
It's the Earshot 20. And that was Daft Punk with Get Lucky. Great tune. Great pick by Stephen Karlick this week.
And great moves in the studio by you.
Oh, yeah. You
tremendous.
If you post that to Facebook, I'll sue you.
It's coming up. So coming up next, we're going to hear from the Black Angels, Don't Play With Guns, in at number 13, up from 25.
Ooh.
Yeah, and after that, we're going to hear from Wood Pigeon and The Burning Hell. We'll tell you what you heard when we come back.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20 National Countdown Show. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Wayne Hansen, special guest host this week. Stay tuned. There is more on the way.
Number 13.
The day she died, she said, don't play with guns.
Earshot 20. Number 12.
And so Eric in the pint of commercial on Sunday the 12th of June said science found the answer. Young boy brought back from the dead. Father ran and called the doctor. Please sir, could you help us to save my wife? She's gone to heaven. Says here you bring life again. Sorry friend, you miss her. That boy was only gone for a minute or so. We brought him back, it's true. But your wife's so long gone, you best to let it go. Oh, so we drove to the graveyard slowly, and my dad brought a single white rose, a pickaxe, and three old shovels, and we dug a mighty fine hole. Dad jumped in, lay on the bottom, held the rose right up to his chin. I filled the hole and fetched the doctor. He cried, so we buried it. Doctor couldn't take it up fast enough. Your dad and mom are both gone, but at least they're right beside the only one they love. Oh, 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 oh. Day in the Pine Bluff commercial, ran a story and photographed two of you and I out by the courthouse. The only day that it rained in June, the paper said that our dad was crazy, that he thought they'd bring him back too. But we know all he wanted Sunday was to be with her another minute.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
Top floor of the Hudson's Bay. It was called the Paddle Wheel. It still is today. There really was a paddle wheel floating in a watery tank. Wishes it sank.
It's the Earshot 20.
So what we just heard were the Black Angels up from number 25 to number 13. Don't Play With Guns. After that, we heard Wood Pigeon. I said that right.
That's correct.
And this is the longest title of the day. As Read in the Pine Bluff Commercial was the song we heard. And Wood Pigeon up to number 12 from 17. And finally, we heard From the Burning Hell up to number 11 from 14. And we heard The Sentimentalist. And that was a great song.
And that rounds out the top 10. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, joined in studio by Wayne Hansen. And we are counting down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. We broadcast and record live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, and then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio stations. We're going to give a shout out to them right now.
And a shout out to our Earshot partners, Bay of Islands Radio, Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, UMFM, Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY, Nanaimo, BC, CKDU, Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBX, Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CKUW, Winnipeg, Manitoba as well. Ooh, a local station, CHMA from Sackville, New Brunswick, CHSR, our sister campus in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CILU, Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF, Burnaby, BC, Cortez Radio, Quartz, is it Quartz, Anthony?
Quartz Radio, yeah.
Quartz Community Radio, CKTZ, 89.5, Mason's Landing, BC, Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, and Kootenai Co-op Radio. And finally, The Scope.
No matter how you're listening to us, though, we thank you very much for tuning in. And you can also find us, if you missed any part of the program, you want to catch it again, you can go to radioforall.net, search Earshot 20. We upload the program. You can download it there. And it's also a program syndicated on iTunes. You can subscribe to the feed. All right. Want to thank Alex Ortiz one more time for joining us from We Are Wolves, and also to Stephen Karlick for the Entertainment 411. When we come back, we have the top 10 plus an interview with Gianna Lauren and much, much more. Stay tuned. There is more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.